Today we celebrate the feast day of a remarkable woman saint, Saint Rose of Lima. She was born in Peru, Lima, Peru, in the year 1586, of humble Spanish parents. Her baptismal name was actually Isabel, but she was so beautiful as a baby and as an infant that they called her Rose. And eventually she took the name Rose as her confirmation name. And what's so unique about St. Rose of Lima was that she was alive at the time when five saints, including herself, were living and working in Lima, Peru. Remarkable. You had St. Rose of Lima, St. Martin de Porres, Blessed John Macias, St. Turibius, who was the Bishop of Lima, who also confirmed her, and St. Francis Solano. So we have five individuals that would later be canonized by the Church or beatified by the Church living at the same time period and who knew each other. As a young girl, Rose wanted to become a nun, and she had consecrated herself to Christ as a virgin. But her parents wanted her to marry, and they wanted her to get married, and that way her husband could help with the financial difficulties that the family was going through. But Rose knew that she was called to follow Christ, and so she was able to sort of make an arrangement with her parents that she would stay at home, and she would have a garden, and she would grow flowers and sell the flowers to bring in money for the family. And at night she would sew, and this would also bring in money for the family. And then at the age of 20, she became a Third Order Dominican, but she continued to live at home. At that time, it was customary that if you were a Third Order, you could wear the habit. And so she was allowed to wear the full Dominican habit, and yet she still lived in her own house. Her brother built her a little hermitage in the backyard, and there she would spend her, the rest of her life living in this little hermitage in her backyard. She took St. Catherine of Siena as her model, and she lived a life of austerity and prayer and penance. She also lived a life of charity and service, because she set up a little room next to her hermitage where the sick would come, and she would take care of the sick, she would take care of the elderly and the destitute children. And this little house was really the first social service in all of Peru. After her death, it grew and sort of became the Catholic Charities of Peru. As I mentioned, she was known for her severe penance. She would often wear a crown of thorns as an act of penance. And people would come to her from all over asking for prayers and intercession when people were sick. And many times when she prayed for them, God would hear her prayers and people would be cured. She received many mystical graces. She received what was called the mystical espousal with our Lord, which some other saints like Catherine of Siena also received, where Christ would appear to the saint and say, "You are my beloved bride." And so she had a special mystical relationship with our Lord. She also underwent many diabolical attacks as well. But she always remained completely dedicated to Christ. She died at the young age of 31 in the year 1617, and the entire city came out for her funeral. In fact, she was recognized as a saint as soon as she died, and her body was carried through the streets by the senators and by the city officials. There were so many people that attended her funeral, it took days to even be able to have her funeral. And they had to privately bury her in the cloister. But because of the popular demand, her body was then transferred and buried in the Dominican church. She was canonized about 50 years after her death in the year 1671 by Pope Clement X. And she's declared the patroness of all of Peru, a patroness of the Americas, the Philippines, and the West Indies. And what's unique about her is that she was the first canonized saint of the New World. So we ask St. Rose of Lima to intercede for us and to pray for us, especially for the people of Peru, or South America, Many of them have fallen away from the practice of the faith. We ask her intercession to help them rediscover their Catholic faith. And now I'll give you a blessing with the first-class relic of St. Rose of Lima. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.